This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, a changing island. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. We've just ridden the Casco Bay Ferry from Portland, Maine to Peaks Island. Technically, the island's part of Portland, but it's also a place apart. Thousands of islands dot Maine's coast, 200 or so right here in Casco Bay. Peaks Island is a little over 1 square mile, with about 1,000 year-round residents. Europeans first visited, then settled the island in the 17th century. Graves in the old cemetery date back 200 years. The island is a big rock under thin topsoil. That and a short growing season make it a poor bet for farming, but this was once a rich fishing region. Most on Maine's rocky shore once lived by fishing, shipbuilding, and ocean commerce. Only a few families occupied Peaks Island over the centuries. They fished and traded with the mainland. But the summer people began coming to Maine in the 19th century. For cool, tranquil beauty, summer here has few peers. The Maine coast had been drawing wealthy vacationers for some time by the 1880s. Then, after 2 centuries, this fishing community exploded into a kind of Coney Island North. Hotels, restaurants, theaters, dance halls, a theme park, all served by 12 steamboat lines. Finally, the Depression hit. It was followed by fires that swept the overbuilt island. Before it recovered, World War II began. Portland and the other harbors of southern Maine were terribly important ports. Civil War forts still dotted the islands around these harbors, but Portland now needed far more advanced fortifications to protect it from German attack. So Peaks Island became home to over 800 soldiers. Concrete bunkers and observation posts are everywhere. On the far side of the island are 2 huge abandoned gun turrets, separated by several hundred feet of underground tunnel. Each held a monster 16-inch naval gun. The guns were test-fired only once. Their blast broke windows all over the island, and the recoil transmitted through rock caused small earthquakes. After the war, an islander ran into a German U-boat captain who said he'd spent the war looking at Peaks Island through a periscope. Invasive bittersweet vines, once planted as camouflage, now grow over that history. The Coney Island flavor has not come back, but Maine's waters are seriously fished out. Only that bottom feeder, the lobster, remains plentiful. Nor do we see too many fish-feeding birds, just gulls, cormorants, and an occasional bald eagle. But the summer people still come, and as the wealthy discover the island, concrete bunkers become foundations for really elegant homes. Swords into plowshares, I suppose. Now this odd study of demography and microcosm is a place for bikers and hikers, but it's also a place where history is contained and magnified. As I walk through that old cemetery at twilight, I imagine ghosts watching it all and wondering what form their island will take next. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.